the resurrected Jesus appeared to a medieval Benedictine nun and mystic and told her that not only does he want to appear to us, but he even gave her a prayer for us to pray to ask for this gift, only having two conditions therein. We're going to talk about that in today's video. My mind was completely blown. Read it yesterday, sharing it today. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, the mystic is Blessed Veronica of Milan. This is a yet unreleased book. I think it should release from Tan Books on April 8th. It is translated by the translator that he translated the visions of St. Francis of Rome. I forget his name. His name is right here. And this is a book called The Life of Christ Revealed. It is a short set of visions written down of the life of Christ from about the Annunciation through the resurrection. I'm going to see if I can do a series on this or interview him. And at the very end, when he appears to her after going through and showing her the passion and all of these different things, and then she sees a resurrection, he tells her what I'm about to read to you. And this is, I think, earth-shattering and mind-blowing. I'd never heard something quite like this. It will blow your mind. Listen to this. Such was the humility of Veronica that she blushed with modesty when she realized that all of the other sisters had perceived her entering into a mystical trance at this time. But she derived consolation and encouragement from certain words the Savior spoke to her. For he said, "O my daughter, I have granted you this vision as a special gift." The vision was a vision of his resurrection, which happened while she was in the middle of prayer and her sisters saw that she went into ecstasy. "But know that there are certain secrets which I still choose to keep secret from you. We should not neglect to mention that for the space of a year on every Sunday, this vision of the resurrection of the Lord was renewed in the heart and mind of Veronica. She relates that Christ said to her on several occasions, 'O my daughter, Veronica, know that I am willing and able to bestow this vision of my resurrection on whomsoever prays for it.' Here are the two conditions: with sincerity and fervor. Therefore, I direct you to pray to me in this way." Write this down. I'm going to put it right here. This is important. "O Lord, for the honor of your most holy resurrection, grant unto me this gift, if it be your will, and if it be useful for the salvation of my soul. Amen." I've been praying for it a lot. Has it been granted to me yet? No. I could probably pray with a lot more sincerity and a lot more fervor. But Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, wants to appear to you. Why? Why? First of all, we need to get rid of this conception of God that he is so stingy with his graces that he just pieces out little crumbs to us. That is wrong on all accounts. God is generous, right? We believe this, don't we? So it shouldn't surprise us to think that he wants to appear to us in his resurrected form. Why? Because it would transform us and it would make us apostles to spread news of it to everyone. That's why he did it in the early church. That's why they were so fervent. I think we expect way too little from Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray for it. Pray for it until it happens, and then pray for others that it may happen to others. Jesus wants us to change the world. How are we going to do that if we haven't witnessed his resurrection? That's why we're not doing it. Surprise there. No, that's why we're not changing the world. Because we haven't seen his resurrection, or we haven't been significantly impacted by it. We're still in the season of Lent, so maybe we pray for this until Easter Sunday. Let's see what happens. I'll see you in the next one.